Since 2008, Pluto, the planet of transformation, has been reshaping the sign of Capricorn. On November 19th, Pluto will leave Capricorn for the remainder of your lifetime. Before this departure, the Sun will form a final square with Pluto in Capricorn, an event made even more significant by occurring at the 29th degree. With the Sun currently in Libra, the focus is on cultivating harmonious relationships, fairness, and balancing the inner self with the outward expression. On the other hand, Pluto in Capricorn has urged personal growth by demanding responsibility for our actions or inactions while confronting us with the consequences that have accumulated over time. For some, these consequences, like debts owed, are now coming due. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, as the saying goes. A square aspect, like the one between the Sun and Pluto, carries Mars-like energy, which can be either assertive and bold or aggressive and self-centered. When the Sun and Pluto interact, they often trigger themes like ego clashing with the shadow self, deep emotional responses, personal breakthroughs, and the dismantling of stagnant patterns. This transit can also evoke feelings of grief, desire, obsession, and transformation, but it may bring unexpected success and strengthen connections with loved ones. During this time, it's important to ask yourself, are you hiding aspects of yourself? This square presents an opportunity for greater self-awareness, helping you understand your defensiveness and struggles with power, whether from feeling overwhelmed by it or from feeling powerless. Pluto urges us to release outdated behaviors and beliefs that no longer serve us. Are you holding on to impossible standards? Are you ready to challenge long-standing traditions? With Pluto in Capricorn, it's about accepting responsibility for your life and committing to meaningful change. This transit also encourages overcoming external judgments, including those from family, and turning seemingly negative events into transformative opportunities. As George Bernard Shaw once poised, do you adapt to the world, or do you make the world adapt to you? And if you need inspiration, remember Scarface's declaration, the world is yours. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.